American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at local issues that affect you and your community.
Hey there, welcome to Jack's Journal, and I'm Danielle Lee. So today we're going to get a little serious, and you know, I don't want you guys to think that none of the shows are serious, because yeah, we take on some serious topics, but you know, sometimes we joke, we laugh, we have fun. It's all about getting the conversation out there and having the conversation, period. So, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, every day more than 150 people in the United States die after overdosing on opioids. This includes the misuse or addiction to prescription pain relievers, heroin, and synthetic opioids like fentanyl. And according to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, an estimated 16 million people in the United States have alcohol use disorder, also known as AUD. And approximately 6.2% or 15.1 million adults in the United States ages 18 and older had AUD in 2015. So, with that being said, today I am here with Scott from the Augustine Recovery Center. Thank you so much for coming in today. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Really excited about this show. I've been trying to get it in the works for a while now, so I'm finally glad that it's coming together. So first things first, what's the story behind the Augustine Recovery Center?
Well, we're a 90-day men's inpatient treatment facility, and really the dream and the brainchild of co-owners Lauren and Jason Chain, originally from Texas, through their experience through addiction and recovery, found their life's calling, and on a shoestring, decided to start their own recovery center. And over the last almost 3 years now, have proceeded to make that dream come true.
I'm a huge believer in chasing your dreams, and sometimes you just got to take that leap of faith and just go for it, especially when you know it's your calling. So I'm totally here for it. I've seen some of the commercials on TV, and so it used to just send a chill down my back. I'm like, ooh, I have to talk to them. I have to get them on this show.
Without a doubt.
Exactly. So before we get into everything, we kind of had a little introductory to the Augustine Recovery Center. But first things first, of course, how can people find you and how can they get in touch with you?
You can find us on our webpage, www.theaugustinerecovery.com. You can also find us on Yelp, generally any search engine for recovery here in the northern Florida area. And then also we can be reached at area code 904-217-0480 is a number that you can call to get a hold of us 24 hours a day if you're in need of help or have some questions that we can possibly assist you with.
Awesome. And just to reiterate that, so you guys don't make the same mistake I do, they're not the St. Augustine Recovery Center, the Augustine Recovery Center.
Correct.
So just want to get that out there. Common mistake. St. Augustine, it gets confused, but the Augustine Recovery Center. So, Scott, before the show, we were talking in the hall. I was telling you how I'm a big believer in acknowledging that there is a problem, but I'd much rather focus on the solution. And, you know, the topic of our show is the opioid epidemic. But really what I want to focus on is the solution and the help that's out there. So what kind of programs do you guys offer at the Augustine Recovery Center?
Well, essentially, when we're talking about the solution, separating ourselves from our drug of choice, whether it be opioids or alcohol or what have you, is really the first step. Mm-hmm. And so being a 90-day program, we allow ourselves that time, because there's no substitute for time, to separate ourselves in the beginning, sort of recognize the reasons why we thought drugs or alcohol were a good idea.
Right.
And so during that process, then we allow you the ability to sort of look inside yourself. And once you started that process, then we follow that up with our therapists and other programs to be able to allow you the chance to discover what those things are,
right,
and then start the healing process so that you're in a safe environment, right?
Of protected. Course. Yes.
And then have the ability and the solutions then to start working so that when you come out the back end, you've laid the foundation for a way of living that's going to be satisfactory,
right,
enthralling, happy, joyous, free, and not have those things included in your life.
Right, exactly.
And so we take a look at it from the very beginning, right? And but then when it comes to introducing our programs, you know, we start with clinical therapy. Our program is based on the principles of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and or Narcotics Anonymous. Mm-hmm. Pick your 12-step program, because everybody gets here on a different path, typically.
Right.
The main point is that you get there.
Yes.
Right? So, and in our particular situation, we like to take a very holistic view with the least amount of medications involved. So we work with diet. We work with physical exercise and therapy, along with clinical therapy. That includes everything from trauma therapy to neurofeedback to psychiatric help if necessary.
Right.
We also sprinkle in plenty of recreation, but also do a lot of work in different, I guess, pods, if you will, working on shame and guilt, something that's associated with our disease, mm-hmm, without question, amongst other various programs.
Right. When I was looking on the website and when you talked about your holistic approach, I noticed that there is a lot of a focus on diet, and there is even yoga and all of that stuff. So why? I mean, I know I'm not asking like why that, but like how do you introduce that to your patients?
Well, in the process of clearing your mind.
Right.
We have to fill it with some activities that continue to continue that cleansing process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so as you're, you know, becoming separated from your drug of choice or alcohol, whatever that looks like, we want to start introducing some alternatives.
Right.
To continue to make you feel better and to address some of the issues that you may be facing, mm-hmm, in regards to depression, anxiety, whatever that looks like for the individual.
Right, yeah.
And to be able to do that from the ground up, from a grassroots point of view, we're not introducing a crutch.
Right.
Right?
No.
Okay, we're just taking the basic needs and introducing them, in most cases, a lot of times, for the first time, especially with the younger generation.
Yeah.
You know, separating them from the Xbox.
That's a little hard saying goodbye to mine when I had to come in here a little bit.
You know, and get them eating right.
Yes.
And taking care of their bodies and taking care of their minds is really the first step to an overall clean bill of health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just started recently doing that myself, you know, take more care of my body, eating healthy, and I've never felt better. So when you brought that up to me, it was just like, oh my goodness, you know, I really appreciate what you guys do. And I just think that, you know, sometimes I just wish more people would be more open to that kind of way of thinking and that approach, because I think it's healthy. It's like you said, it's not a crutch. It's just opening your mind and to that clean bill of health.
So absolutely.
It gives me chills. I told you I get chills when I do these shows. So let's go back a little bit to how you guys help. We kind of talked about how you help the men that come to you guys. How do you assist family members? Not like as you take them in or anything, but sometimes in situations like this, it can be hard for family members or loved ones to kind of wrap their mind around like, what's going on? How do I say this to you? How do I approach you? How do I make the best of this situation? Because I don't understand. And sometimes it's really innocent as I don't understand what's going on. I don't know how to help, or what's too much, what's too little. So what do you guys do for them, if anything?
Well, and absolutely. And in any situation, of course, one of the side effects, mm-hmm, of our disease is the fact that it affects every corner of our family. And so as an admissions director, they're the first call. Oh. I get the call from the family member. It's I won't say it's rare.
Right.
But more often I am getting a call from a family member, a mom, a dad, or brother, or sister, whatever that looks like. And they're anxious, they're fearful, they're looking for relief, and they have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And so really the first thing I do is start to address those. And in doing that, acknowledge, you know, I guess give them the dignity of their struggle, mm-hmm. right? And listen and acknowledge and find out the best avenue in which to go about that. Ultimately, the end game is to provide relief, right? Because as a loved one and having been on both ends of that spectrum, I just want a good night's sleep.
Right.
Right? The bottom line. And I know that sounds sort of plain, but the fact of the matter is that the chaos we've created in our family affects everyone. And so the recovery process then has to include everyone at some point in time.
Right.
And so in the beginning, we really just give them the opportunity to show them a way out or an avenue in which to take, in which to get their loved one into recovery. Mm-hmm. And then once we've done that, give them the time to sort of get their lives back together,
right.
you know, with some separation, right? And some relief of, I know they're in a safe place. Nothing bad's going to happen at this particular point in juncture. I can take a deep breath. And then we include them through family weekends, so that they're included in what the client happens to be going through in their recovery and in their experience with us here at the Augustine. We also recommend some different activities and reading. We actively encourage them to get involved in support groups in their area, mm-hmm. For parents, for siblings, and then also we encourage them to do some reading. A fantastic resource that we use all the time is a book called It Takes a Family. Okay, because when that person comes out the other side, more often than not, they're going back into the family dynamic.
Right.
And if that family dynamic hasn't addressed, at least on some level, these issues, or we don't provide a platform from which they can continue to grow together, then a lot of times they're just going back into to a sick environment.
Right.
And that does not lead to usually a very good result.
Right, yeah.
So providing some relief, providing them some solutions, and then helping them through that process as their client comes through our program.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned support groups. You know, support groups, you know, I've had loved ones who had mental health problems or like mental health illnesses, and just trying to understand something, especially when you're on the outside looking in, it's a little complicated to wrap things around. So personally, to all of you guys who are listening, I know when I'm in a support group, I feel safe and I feel free to talk about what's going on because I'm in that same situation as everybody else in the room, and we're all here for one reason. That's to understand and move forward together.
Absolutely.
So that you mentioned that you're the admissions coordinator. So do you see what a typical day is like at the Augustine? What is that like?
Absolutely. One of the unique things about the Augustine is that we have about 25 staff members to anywhere from 15 to 20 clients. Hmm. And my office is one doorway away from their daily activities. So not only do I receive that phone call from the loved one, more often than not, then I'm there to greet them upon admission, take them through the admissions process, and introduce them to our programs. Mm-hmm. And then I'm there every day, along with our clinical staff and our techs and the owners, because
right.
Jason and Lauren are there every single day.
Are they?
And we get to be there for them when they have questions. What does their anxiety look like? What is their recovery starting to take shape and look like? So that I get to see from day one to the end game, whatever that is,
right.
Their progress, and be a part of that. And so that's what my day looks like every day, for the most part.
Right, yeah.
You know, at any given time, I can be having a conversation with a client on one hand, face-to-face, and then 5 seconds later be taking a call from another potential client.
Right.
Really everything and everyone who interacts with these men is on a very one-on-one interpersonal basis.
Got it. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because when you're talking about, you know, these one-on-one personal basis kind of thing, as somebody who doesn't have any experience in this kind of field, it sounds like addiction and then recovery, it's not a one-size-fit-all kind of thing. Like you said, everybody comes in like on a different path. So there's no typical, this is the way to recovery or this is the way to feel better. It's different for each person. So I feel like you guys really take, and like you said, it's unique about it. Everybody's unique when that, who comes into that door, and they're unique when they walk right out.
Absolutely. And the other part of the experience is that they're coming into an environment where everyone on our staff is currently in recovery themselves. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to roll in to the Augustine and not have experienced something that somebody on our staff hasn't experienced themselves.
Right.
And as we get together and talk as a team, because we work very closely mm-hmm. as a team about each individual and what's going on, we're able to get a picture, a 360 view from all sides of their treatment to be able to assist these guys as they're moving forward
mm-hmm.
From the perspective of we've been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know, the Augustine itself was really a part of Jason and Lauren's life experiences through addiction and recovery,
mm-hmm.
right, and current recovery. And that calling that said, you know, we were given the gift. We need to give it back. Here's the best way we know how.
Right.
And it's taken, and they haven't looked back since.
Yeah, and it just brings me back to the, I'm getting goosebumps again, the promo that's on TV, recovery is possible, we're living proof. And I'm like, wow. You know, like I said, I'm not, recovery is possible, we're living proof. It's right there on the website. it's just one of those, it's relatable. It's relatable. And it's,
absolutely.
You know, sometimes people get a little scared about going to help. Like, they probably won't understand my problem, or like, what will they think about me or something like that. But to me, this kind of environment, it's, we're relatable. We want to sit and talk with you. We want to help you. We're here to help. So one thing that I always loved that to include in the show is, what kind of advice do you have to somebody struggling with any type of addiction?
I guess I can only relate my experience,
right,
in addiction,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a recovering alcoholic myself, when I was in the throes of my disease, I knew the truth, but the disease itself was so powerful that it really didn't play a factor in my day-to-day decision-making. And, so with that being said, there were moments, brief moments of clarity to where I would make a choice. Do I continue down this path or do I seek help? And I guess probably the biggest piece of advice is that I could give would be is that when you have that moment of clarity, reach down for that little seed of hope, that little bit of courage to seek help, because there's so many resources out there.
Right.
To be able to help, right? And so mm-hmm. it's having just that little moment of clarity and courage to ask for help. Put that fear aside for just a second and ask for help and see what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because once it starts to happen, then all you really have to do is surrender to the process, right? You've asked for help. Somebody said, I'm willing to give it. Now surrender to it and let it see where it takes you.
Right.
And so, because that's the key moment. Typically, change happens when pain gets great enough,
yes.
right? And as our pain grows, or discomfort, or whatever that looks like for each particular individual, we do have those moments of clarity where mm-hmm. we know the truth.
Right.
But are we in a you know, are we strong enough for that moment to do something about it?
Exactly. And of course, and this show isn't always just about those who are struggling, but like I mentioned before, their loved ones. What about advice to their loved ones? And I'm glad that I'm doing this interview with you because, like you said earlier, you're the one that usually gets that call from them.
Absolutely. to the loved ones, you know, they typically know how this is affecting their life. Mm-hmm. And it's having, again, that moment of courage to say, I can't live in this relationship the way it is anymore. What can I do about it? And really, that's the opportunity for them to take action and reach out. And whether that's contacting someone like me to where I can assess sort of your situation, I can listen to what's going on, mm-hmm. and then make some suggestions, whether it be to introduce you to an interventionist, potentially, whether it's to get to that support group and ask more questions, depending on the severity of the situation.
Right.
Whether it's to help them find a place for their loved one to possibly detox if the situation warrants. So really, in the beginning, I'm a catalyst to really pointing them in the right direction. And then through that process, we figure out whether or not they're going to be a good fit for us here at the Augustine. Okay. Because, you know, we are a wonderful facility and do a lot of great work. Mm-hmm. But we may not be for everybody, and we're honest about that and very transparent.
Right.
So then the next step comes into, okay, now that I've got this individual and they're looking to me for direction, maybe they're not a good fit for us, but I know someone who is, right?
Right.
And then be able to put them in touch with those types of individuals. So there's a lot of networking that goes right. on within the recovery community based on that particular person's needs. And whenever I can make those connections for a family, again, it's just one little step towards hopefully the process of recovery. Mm-hmm. And while they may not have come to us, we've got them going somewhere where that's
and
possible.
Down the right path. Wow. Thank you. I think I've asked all the questions I have. Is there anything that you wanted to add? You think that we may have left out?
No, I don't think so. I think, I guess, if there's just one message that I could share, it's that recovery is possible, and to whatever degree you happen to be suffering from it, whether you're a loved one or an addict yourself, and that all it takes is that first little step. Mm-hmm. It's not a gigantic step. You know, if you can put aside that fear for just 1 minute and reach out, there is a lifetime of joy and happiness in a world that maybe you knew at one time that's achievable again. And that's really the message, is that.
Awesome.
A fulfilling life without that crutch of addiction
right.
is possible. And we're all living proof at the Augustine Recovery Center.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. One last thing before we go. Again, where can people find you and get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, and the easiest way would be to hop on the internet and go to www.theaugustinerecovery.com and or give us a call at 904 area code 217-0480. Somebody's on the other end of that line 24 hours a day.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Scott, for taking the time to sit and talk with me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. And thank you guys to all of you for listening. Once again, this is Jack's Journal, and I'm Daniel Lee. We will talk again same time next week.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.